Simple.
Well. With full apologies to all the fans in all the world of the 19-game winning streak Atlanta Hawks.
Gone.
Meow. Like
Jay
that.
Anthony Brown.
Let me get this out the way first. This weekend, me and Keith Sweat doing two shows in Mississippi. Now back to you. So they don't want to beat him in Atlanta. They just want to spank him.
Okay.
You don't
Previously
know.
On the Tom Joyner Morning
oh
Show.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, after coming off a dramatic loss of the Super Bowl.
Dramatic losses, right. Oh,
and
he's not done. There's more. No.
And the Atlanta Hawks were on an 18-game winning streak going for number 19.
And he didn't even know they had that.
I didn't even know they had a streak going. I
was, and that was the beauty of it. Nobody was saying anything.
No one said a word. Nothing. No one texted me. No one said the Atlanta Hawks are on an 18-game or 17 or 16 or 15.
No one
said a word.
So he finds out yesterday.
It's a good thing you're not on the bandwagon.
And he sounded just like that. I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
I know a winner when I see one. This is easy work right here.
They went out last night and played the New Orleans Pelicans with the monobrow and everything. And what did they do?
Their 18-game winning streak.
19.
19, player.
19 games. Like Jay said, they hadn't lost since last year.
Hadn't lost a game since last year. It wasn't even close.
It's looking bad.
God.
It's looking bad.
Now will you stop? I mean, now will you get some help?
This is our intervention right here. Tom, we've been meaning to talk to you.
We've been meaning. We got to pull you up. Put all the chairs in a circle. So, okay, we only got two.
We have the chairs here. We've invited some of your family members and fans to come in.
We'll be here. Make some coffee. So we need to talk.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, my God. I got a text last night. They lost. I said, you're lying. You got to be lying.
I got up this morning and looked at the news. They lost. I get in here this morning and my text messages are just blowing up.
But you know it's their fault, right? So they were supposed to run beast mode, right, player? When that was happening?
Beast mode. They weren't in beast mode.
They weren't in beast mode. They must get about a beast mode, right?
They were.
Oh, my goodness. They were who we thought they were.
Okay.
They were jinxed.
So look, if you're undefeated in checkers, ping pong,
whatever your sport,
tiddlywinks,
spelling bee,
do not let this man know about it. All
whatever
right?
you do, don't brag about it. Just keep it to yourself,
sucker.
Ping pong,
hide and seek, whatever it is.
Hopscotch,
hide and go get it, whatever it is. Don't let him marble.
Double Dutch. Don't share it with Tom. Whatever you do.
Duck, goose, whatever it is, man.
The Pelicans got a good team, though. I mean, they're not bad.
Now.
They got a winning season.
Ain't nothing not that good, player.
They're 26-22. It's not bad.
They're four games over .500. How?
Somebody was going to beat them.
They were undefeated, player.
There was no such thing as finishing undefeated.
In 19 games.
A streak always comes to an end. It just happened to come to an end when I got on the bandwagon.
It just so happened.
Will you get some help?
Had nothing to do.
You and Johnny Manziel, get some help.
Yeah,
man.
Please. I'm sure he can put in a good word for you, whatever rehab center he's in.
Get some help.
And you know I love New Orleans, so you know I was on the New Orleans Pelicans bandwagon anyway.
You
I was
can't
straddling.
Be on both. You
I
can't.
Was straddling.
Okay, that can be dangerous. And it is.
So, hey.
Somebody texted yesterday, the man came pick a booger. I mean.
He sure did.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
no.
Same thing I said.
And then he said, and your hot sauce is stupid.
Yeah. As your
no.
friend. As your friend, man, you need help.
Can we put in a call to Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel.
Perhaps you to really get you a help. Room. And
Johnny Manziel, that's me too. That's your you blaming me for.
No, I'm not blaming.
Thank
you.
Get some help.
He has recognized that he has a problem.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, Cleveland
Johnny
Browns.
Rehab, now we're calling him.
Cleveland Browns number one draft pick, little fella, has a drinking problem and he's in rehab. Didn't somebody on ESPN get in trouble for saying that he had a drinking problem, and he did?
And they were just pointing out that he had a problem. And
Skip
you know.
Bayless.
Skip Bayless,
yeah. The guy that goes up with your boy.
That is my boy, Skip Bayless. Yeah. And he had to do a retraction?
Yeah.
Because he called the man? Because he said the man had an alcohol problem? And now he's in rehab.
And so what does ESPN do now, other than report
Give Skip Bayless a retraction?
Yeah, they should.
Say, dear Skip Bayless, sorry about that.
You were right.
Everybody's just trying to protect the NFL's image.
And isn't that crazy?
And it is so crazy, and it's just messing up everything.
Instead of admitting that there are several issues going on in that, in that league and doing away with it and doing something to get these guys help, they just choose to smooth it over and not acknowledge it.
You know, Sib, we were talking yesterday about the Super Bowl commercials and how serious they were.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, I have no proof of this, but because the NFL has had such an image problem in the last couple of years, I'm thinking that they requested that advertisers who bought commercials on the Super Bowl do at least one that was a message.
Well, they did do that. They did.
That is fact.
The domestic abuse one, the NFL did team up with them for that. Remember with the ladies making the call?
Well, yeah. Okay. Domestic abuse. So, but I'm talking about just, you know,
no,
like
but
the
I'm
nationwide.
Saying, that set the tone.
Oh, okay.
Because they did. And a lot of people said, well, you know, perhaps this is an opportunity for us to go a little bit more serious and a little bit more somber tone.
Because it wasn't about selling product, which is what you're supposed to be doing.
Because it wasn't unusual that we didn't know what a lot of those products were, but it was a more somber tone. Yeah, absolutely. A more serious way of selling their products.
Now back to the Hawks, what we're trying to say.
God.
Yeah, Jay doesn't want to have the highbrow conversation. Yes, it.
Back to the Hawks.
Come here, Tom Jordan. Let me talk to you for a minute, okay?
Bad boy. Bad, Tom. Bad. You're so bad.
Wow.
But you're my little jinx.
And but you had nothing to do with Warren Sapp, though, right?
Now, that's what the NFL ought to do. The NFL ought to say, we had nothing to do with Warren Sapp in the commercial.
Well, he hadn't gotten in trouble till after
He lost that good job.
Really good job.
What was he making a year? About 600, Sybil, you would think?
I don't know.
I would think 300.
I'm not thinking he was making quite that.
Yeah, because that was the NFL Network.
But 300
not
is
Fox
300,
CBS.
Right?
Yeah, 300 is 300. Man.
And especially for a man who's filing bankruptcy,
he's
had other
so
issues.
Bad.
And this is his second time. He got stopped about 5 years ago.
So he's on a budget right now. Yeah. So he called up some cheap prostitutes.
He got the Greg Anthony list.
He's on a budget. So he calls up some cheap prostitutes, and they get into a fight over the money, and the fight spills out into the hallway of the hotel.
Just pay the.
They arrested Warren Sapp.
Pay the women.
And he lost his NFL job.
Pay the women.
They were there as escorts.
Pay him.
Went to his room.
See why we need prostitution to be legal, so we won't have to get people won't lose their good day jobs.
Really, this is it. This is the answer.
This is
not,
the answer, right?
Not to have them go out and try to get prostitutes, but
that too. But
to
if
legalize
it's legal,
it.
You could just call Domino's and they have a light on top of the car. I like it. Yes.
Hey, sugar,
hey,
you
sugar,
call?
It's still hot.
Hey, sugar,
it's still hot.
Because yeah, how much is that?
That's what they call
me.
That's what they say.
That's what they call you, sir.
Hey, sugar. My name's James. Okay, sugar.
How much is it gonna cost me?